The Torah says in this week's parsha in Dvarim Chaf Beis, Lo yechli gever al isha, there should not be kli gever on a woman, v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha, and a man should not wear simlas isha. I'm not translating the pasuk on purpose. Ki so avas Hashem alkecha kol ha'sa'ila, because it is an abomination to God, all who do this, all who act in such a way. So we're not talking about cross-dressing at all tonight. That's a sugya for another time. That's a Purim topic about dressing up and things like that. We've discussed and touched upon that topic a little bit in the past. What we want to talk about is the Sifri. The Sifri on this pasuk explains that the Torah specifically uses the word "v'lo yilbash gever simlas isha." Simla is like is a gown, a garment. But generally, when the Torah wants to talk about clothing, what word does it use? It uses the word beged. That's what it would say. Clearly, says the Sifri, the Torah is indicating that this is not just about a beged. There's some other trapping or actions or decorations that are associated with females that's usher for a man to do because of lo yilbash, and therefore Chazal see that certain types of beautifications, adornings, are usher as well. That's what we see from the pasuk. We're only focusing on something. We're not going to talk about carrying weapons or things like that, or like wearing a man purse or whatever you want to talk about. We're only going to talk about this sugya in the Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Ches. Let's learn this Gemara together, and this is the only thing we're talking about tonight. Amar Rabbi Yechiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yechiya Bar Abba said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavir Beis HaShechi Ubeis HaErva. Now, I'm going to translate this once for the rest of this year, and then I'm going to use the Lashon HaKodesh for the rest of the time for the sake of tznius. The Beis HaShechi is hair under the armpit, and the Beis HaErva is the pubic hair, the hair around the pubic area. That's it, and that's what it's referring to. So the one who removes hair from over there is loka. They get malchus. So the Gemara says meisve, but we have a contradiction from a different brisa. Ha'avaris se'ar ena medivrei sora ela medivrei sorim ela medivrei sofrim. The removal of hair is not asur midaraisa, but it's asur midarabanan. So the question is, why does he get malchus? Why does he get lashes? If removing the hair is only from that area in Isra Darabanim. So the Gemara says, Lokanami de Kamar Divrei Torah. It means that, Kamar Midarabanim. What it means is that, you're right, he gets Malchus, but he gets what we call Malchus Mardus. He gets rabbinic lashes for removing the hair from that area. Then the Gemara says, Ika de Amre. We have a different version of this exchange. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chia Bar Abba says the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hamavir Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva. One who removes hair from the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva, Loka, gets Malchus. Why? Mishum Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. Because the Pasuk says Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. So the Gemara asks from a Raisa, Meisve, Ha'avaris Se'ar Eina Midivrei Sora. He says, removing hair is not from the Torah. Ela Midivrei Sofra, it's only Derabanan Hu. Da'amar, Ki Haitana D'Tanya, because it is like, meaning how does Rabbi Yochanan say he gets Malchus? So the Gemara says, it's like the Tana that taught in the following Braisa. Hamavir Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva, one who removes hair from the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva, Hareza Over Mishum Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, that he violates the prohibition of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. Meaning he understands that no, there's another opinion that says it's a Doraisa, not a Darabban. So you have a Machlokas weather, removing such hair is Doraisa Darabban. Let's skip a little bit in the Gemara, ... And then the Gemara relays the following story. There was a man who committed an Aveira, and he was Chayiv Malchus in the basin of Rav Ami, Kamida Rav Ami. Igloi Beis HaShechi. And when they took off his shirt in order to administer the lashes, so his armpit was exposed, and what did he see? Delo Megalech, that this person didn't shave his armpits. So Rabbi Ami says, Amar Lahon, Rabbi Ami Shavku Adain Min Chavrayahu. They said, leave this guy alone. This is a person who's part of the chaverim. He's meticulous in observance of mitzvos. We can see from the fact that he didn't do something that most people are not careful in, and therefore you should let him go. Hold on to that story. We're going to return to that in a moment. So, how do we paskin? Is this d'oraisa d'rabbanan? So if you look at the Targum Yonos ben Uziel, who we know is not from Yonos ben Uziel, but it's from somebody from the Tanayim, and you look at the Targum Yonos ben Uziel, it will tell you that it's nisa d'oraisa. And Tosis and Yavamos Memches also holds, like the second braisa here, the second version here, that's nisar d'oraisa. However, the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah and the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, which we're going to learn in depth in a moment, and all say the din of hair from the Beis HaShech and the Beis HaErba is midarabanan, and you would get makas mardus, right? Or if you look down a little bit on the Shulchan Aruch, a few lines down, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamabris ar Beis HaShech le-Beis HaErba afilum b'misparayim keintar, even if you use a razor that cuts it very short, makanos makas mardus, you get it's a derabanan, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Beis Yosef and the Taz explain there's no Isra d'oraisa lo yilbash because it's bitsina. You can't see it. The Torah only says it's usur to violate yilbash if people can see what you're doing. But if people can't see what you're doing, so then it's only usur midarabanan. And this is the consensus of Rav Poskim. The removing hair from the Beis HaShechi and from the Beis HaErva is a midarabanan. Now, why are we talking about this? First of all, at the end, we're going to talk about things that are not related to this area of the body. But also, in my limited capacity of, you know, teaching chasanim and every once in a while, things like that, what I have come across in the last couple of years is that for some reason, so young men who are getting married are interested in this shaila. They are more interested in the topic of the possibility of grooming over there. I know there's a term that is thrown around. We're not going to use this term in the shir or in the shul. There's a term that's thrown around in order to describe that piece of beautification, so to speak. But they want to know about this. So let's talk about what is the halacha here regarding this process. So the Gemara clearly understands that the isser of removing hair from the Beis HaShech, the Beis HaErva, is with a razor. That's pasha. It talks, meaning removing it down to where there's no more hair. And the Shulchan Aruch rules that it's mutter, he says over here, to trim down to the Beis HaShech, the Beis HaErva, as long as it's not a razor-like shave. Right? He says, makas marzus, b'madvar ha-mamurim, b'makum she'en mavirnas, that's, we'll see that in a second. If you go down to the end of that first line of the Shulchan Aruch, umutlavir sa'ar, she'ar, that's evarim bisparim ke b'chol makum. You're allowed to use scissors. You just can't use a razor down to the place, but you can use something else. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. It's the sheet of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch as well, and the Torah Lishma, the Ben Ishchai, and the Tshuvas Torah Lishma. However, the Tshuvas HaRashba and Chelek Aleph says no. Even to use misparaim ke'ein tar, even to use something like an electric device, would also be problematic as well. And the Tshuvas of the Tzemach Tzedach, the third Lubavitch Rebbe, the third Rebbe of Chabad, says as well that one is should be machmer to not use even misparaim ke'ein tar, scissors that act like a razor, that shouldn't be used at all. So there we have a machlokas. We're gonna move out. We're gonna focus on Beis HaShech, Beis HaErva, and then we're gonna move to other areas. So there is an interesting sheet of the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, who we've been discussing by Shal Shiris, has a long piece in the Yamshel Shlomo about the Sugin Yavamos and Perek Yud Beis. And he writes that one does not violate the Isser unless you remove half of the hair of the Beis HaShech, Beis HaErva, of that location. He says, Nira Nami Dafka Shavir Kulo Ochetzi. If you move most of it, aval b'davar muat, to move a little bit, lo nikra tikune isisa, that's not considered a womanly act. It's not considered a female act to remove only some of it. So that's also another kula as well. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, here in Siman Aleph, in Siman Kuf Pei Beis and Sif Aleph as well, this is based on the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Perek Yud Beis, that you only get malchus if, what? Maknos o makas markus, b'madvar amamurim, b'makom she'en ma'avir moso. In a location where it would be not normal for men to remove such hair. Ela nashim, but only women do it. Kadei shelo yisakein atzmo, tiku nashim. So you're not doing something that would be done by females. Ava b'makom shamir moso, in a place where it is common to do it. Gam ha'anashim, im ha'avir, ein makna. So we would not give them malchus if they would do such a thing, if that was the norm in that location. Now the Beis Yosef understands that what he means is that even in those communities, it's usher to remove it. You just wouldn't get malchus. That's what he means. It's still not okay to do it. It just wouldn't get malchus in that case. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says, "Va'afilu lechatchila shari, rak hachavei, afilu lechatchila shari." Even the chatchila, it's mutter to do it if in that location it is the norm that men remove such hair. That's what the Rama says. We're going to get to the next line in the Rama in a second. Now, the entire reason for the Isser is what? Not to be similar to a woman. So if the norm is that men do it, then it's not an action that makes a man similar to a woman. In the Tshuvas Ginas V'Radim, he argues that the source of all of this is the Gaonim. And the Gaonim seem to understand that it is Mutr L'Chadchila, and therefore he says it makes sense to assume that the Rambam is in line with the Gaonim as well. It makes sense to assume the Rambam is probably saying what the Gaonim are saying, and that it's Mutr L'Chadchila. So even within what the Rambam is saying, it's not so clear. Then leads to the following question. If you look at, I didn't bring it over here, but Rabbi Akiva Eger here, on the page, cites the Prisha. And the Prisha says, Kasav Nir, the Ratzalomer Anashim Gayim. We're talking about Gayish men. Tekeim Denog Nog, because that's what the Minog is. Ulamidim Miminog Hu Begayim. And Jews who do this, they learn it from the Gayim. I don't think he's saying that in a Musardic way, but we could read it in a Musardic way. He says, the Jews see it, they see it, that this is what's being advertised, and this is what people are talking about in magazines and things like that, and they learn from the Gayim. Gam Yeshomar Da'al Yisrael Kamar. We can also say that it's talking about Yisrael. Teheichad Nehigi Kulam Ein Mochen Behem. And maybe we only look at the robe of Yisrael who does this. And he looks on the Shuvas Parak Shosham. But we see from Rabbi Givager that it doesn't mean if most Jews do this. It means if it's minig by Gayim, then it would be mutter for a Jewish man as well, according to the Shita in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that if it's the not norm, if it's not the norm by the Gayim in your community, then it's usher to do it. If it is the norm, then it's mutter. Apparently the Rama says mutter l'chadchila. Now, what's the understanding of that Gemara? Remember that Gemara with Rav Ami and the guy who came to the Beis Din and he took off his shirt and he gave him malchus and he started, right? That, what's going on over there? So Rashi, Tosfos, the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rush, and Nazir all say that the reason why Rav Ami was impressed, what was so impressive about this guy? What made him think this guy's a good guy? Mm-hmm. It's because he was aware of the Yisur Derabanan to remove hair of the Beis HaShechi. Look, this guy's a Talmud Chacham. He knows what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You can't remove hair from the Beis HaShechi. And therefore he said this guy wouldn't have done whatever bad thing he's being accused of, and he saved him from getting malchus. That's what Rashi Tosfos the Rush say. The Ran says differently. The Ran says that this doesn't fit with our Gemara. It doesn't make sense to say that. If it was usher for everyone to shave the Beis HaShechi, says the Ran, and the Beis HaErva, then woe would have distinguished this man and made him stand out. Everyone's supposed to, they're not supposed to do it. So this guy didn't shave his Beis HaShechi, didn't shave his armpits. And therefore what? No one's supposed to do that. So what makes him stand out? It must be, says the Ran, that it's mutter. It was mutter in that location because obviously people did it and it was the norm. And he was a member of the Chaverim. I don't mean the people who fix the tires on your cars. What I mean is, a chaver means someone who's a chashuv person. We'll talk about this in a second. Who is extra careful in mitzvos. The Rama follows the Ran. Look at the Rama. The Rama says, Rak ha-chaverim nimnoim b'chol makom. Those who are chaverim should avoid doing this thing in all places. And the Rama says that we follow the Ran, and this is the consensus of the poskim that the Ran is correct. The Gros says the Ran is correct. Rabbi Kiveger says the Ran is correct. The Gilead Maharsha says the Ran is correct. The Darkei Tshuva says the Ran is correct. Even though many Rishonim seem to not like the Ran, but the poskim say the Ran is correct. In the other side of the Gemara, the Ran's pshat in the Gemara makes the most sense because why else would the guy have stood out? So the Rama follows the Ran. But technically, it's mutter for everybody else. And this story shows us that he was min chavraya, according to the Torah Lishma, based on the Arizal. One should also be machmal pi kabbalah. So this is how we come out over here, that really it's mutter if it is the norm in society. It's mutter to remove hair from the Beis HaShechi and the Beis HaErva. And the Rama says, but those who are of chaverim should be careful not to do it, and that would be the preferable thing. Who is a chaver? Who's a chaver? What is this individual? So the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos in Demai that a chaver means a Talmid Chacham. It means someone who knows how to learn. They're called chaverim, says the Rambam, because their friendship is real, because it's L'Shem Shemayim. Okay? Their friendship is real because it's L'Shem Shemayim, and that's why they're called chaverim. The Rashbam Sachem says the same thing. I would probably include in this list anyone who's a Ben Torah. Anyone who considers them someone who learns, someone who strives in Talmud Torah as a Ben Aliyah, I would consider such a person to be of the classification of Chaverim. So that's how it would come out at the end of the day. Is it mutter if it's the norm? And I would say probably it seems from America it has become something that is not just for women, it is something for men. Yes, technically would be mutter, but those who are chaverim, those who are bnei aliyah, those who are bnei Torah, would probably refrain from such a thing. Yeah.
So far, there's no issue of saying I'm not
selling. No.
There's a way this helps. That is common practice.
Correct. B'chukosayim lo selechu, it's interesting. B'chukosayim lo selechu, we generally follow the Gra, who says that b'chukosayim lo selechu is aser when it stems from two places. One is avodah zarah, right? For example, a good example is a Hanukkah bush. The Hanukkah bush is a good example because we know where it comes from. It wasn't because Jews like foliage. That's not where it comes from. It comes from avodah zarah. The other thing is if it comes from pritzas. If it comes from pritzas, then it's also b'chukosayim lo selechu. Is this pritzas? Is it pretzas? I'm not sure. Is it sexually immoral? I don't know if it is. I can't be for sure. I'm definitely not going to be the one to decide on that. But that would be the chukosem l'secha. But Rabbi Kiviger seems to say not. He says mafurish that if that's the meaning, then it's okay.
But the women also got that from the
goyim also. No. We know from other gemaras that that was considered a norm by women. To remove hair.
I mean, that, also,
yeah, but even in the Gemara, it's considered a normal thing. There are three cases in the poskim that we allow even lechatchil, even a chaver, would be able to remove hair based on shechi, based on erva. The first, if there's a substantial need. For example, a person has excessive, you know, perspiration, there's a lot of discomfort, then even chaver. This is the sheet of the Ginas Varadim Klalvav. Let's look what he says. He says, Hine Raya Bemara Vavar Sa'ar. The last halacha in this Simon Shulchan Aruch is the somewhat well-known Ramah that it's usher for a man to look in the mirror. That's a sugya perhaps for another time, and not for right now. That's a famous also riddle that you can always impress your friends with. What are two Isurim that if you do them together, it's mutter? And that is to get a haircut from a guy in front of a mirror. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to get a haircut from a guy because maybe the guy is going to have scissors and do something not nice too. And you're also not to look in the mirror. But if you look in the mirror, you get a haircut from a guy, you know what he's doing, so then it's mutter. Fine. That was for fun. So he says over here, Re'iya b'mar, looking in the mirror, v'avar sa'ar, and removing the hair, tarvayu b'chad ha'sugya ozi. It's all part of the same sugya. U'kashem she'tir afiu l'chaverim l'ros b'mara. When we allow chaverim to look in the mirror, for a great need, or a little ksas, shehu krov l'malchus, let's say because he has a government job, and he has to go before chashav people, and he has to look in the mirror to make sure it looks nice, right? The kavase, yishlomar b'havar sa'ar l'tzorach, also if there's a tzorach to remove the hair, it's mutzer kagon, shema zia umitztayar. Man is very, very sweaty, a lot of perspiration, he's very uncomfortable, so he says there it's mutzer to move it. The chacham ar makilim is that, kevin shaminag hamakom liros b'mara, because the minig hamako, it's a twofold thing here. The minig is to look in a mirror in America, lahavir se'ar gamanashim, and there's already a heter that men are doing this in the first place to remove the hair. So since there's already a heter, b'makom tzorech, if a man's very uncomfortable, you can remove it. That's what he would say. That's number one. The second cool is the Shulchan Aruch writes, in Sif Dalet over here, in Kuf Pei Beis Dalet, he says, this is based on the Shuvas HaRashman Chelek A, Mishi Yeshlo Chatatin Beis HaShechi, a person who has medical purposes, he has painful skin, in the Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, Umitztar, and he's in pain, Mitzad HaSer, because of the hair, Mutal Avir, you're allowed to remove it. And the Shach says that it's being aggravated, and therefore you're allowed to remove all of that hair. The third Kula, that's Mutal Chatchila, is the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis. He says, Mi shemegaleach kol se'ar shabo, merosh v'ad raglav. One who removes all of his hair, from head to toe. Now the Shach says not from head to toe, because you can't remove all your hair up here, that's usher. But from neck to toe, yesh omrim shemutro lo legaleach. You're allowed to remove also based on shech and based on erva. What?
He's a professional.
Excellent, good. So that's the Shaila. The Tur cites the Gaon Mentosus and the Rush that it's mutter to shave everything because it's not, what's the issue here? The issur is a maisa yofi. It's to do something that is perceived to be an act of beautification. But it's not considered an act of beautification to remove all your hair. That's not considered a maisa yofi. There's like an interesting reason why. Either it means the Beis Yosef says that you have a choli, you need a refuah, and therefore has to be removed for something like that, or there's some other interesting reason going on. But it's not considered a maisa yofi that everything from the neck to the toes are going to be removed. And therefore, the removal of the whole hair is megala. It reveals, so to speak, pun intended, I guess, that everything is that removing everything else is not considered a maisa yofi. So the sefer Yesoda Bayisuk Tushasa, which is the sefer on some of these topics, so he writes that a person who swims and they want to swim faster is allowed to remove all the hair on the body because it's not derech tikun yofi. It's not a way to become more beautiful. That's not what it is. And other men generally don't do that. Now, that's how we paskin over there about Beis HaShech and Beis HaShech. Let's move on to other parts of the body. So, removing other body hair, besides from Beis HaShech and Beis HaErva, is also midrabbanan as well. However, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Igeres HaTshuva, not the Share Tshuva, which is more famous, the Igeres HaTshuva, another work that we actually did not have in manuscript for many, many years, but the Beis Yosef did have. And the Beis Yosef quotes that when it comes to other body hair, besides for the Beis HaShech and the Beis HaErva, it's only us if you use a razor. Whereas by the Beis HaShech and Beis HaErva, to use even Misvarayim Kein Tar, even to cut closely would be a problem. By other hair on the body, says Rabbeinu Yonah, it's only usher to move it if you use a razor. Let's look in the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. The Kus of Adoni Avi Arash, Zal, he's quoting the Tur, Vayir Shemaim Yesei as Kulam, Velo Yavir, Taro Kozik, no, you shouldn't use a razor at all. The end of Maseches Makos. V'chein kasav Rabbeinu Yonah b'shari tshuva kasav od b'igeres ha-tshuva. Look what he says in Igeres ha-tshuva. U'medaktikim b'mitzos. One who is careful mitzos. Afilu tachas geronam megalchem b'misparayim. Even sometimes men will complain that it irritates their neck to shave with electric razor. And they want to know, can they use a straight razor on their neck? Because that's not near the five corners. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, those who are careful in mitzvos will not even use a razor over here on the neck. In these countries, Asher B'Tzarfas in France, Amnam, Tachas Hagaron, underneath, once you get underneath the neck, he says, it's not Asamin HaTorah, L'fish Ein Sham Peya, there's no Peya starting from, you know, your shoulders down. Aval Asru Chachamim L'Havir Sa'ar B'Tar. Midrabanan, it's usher to use a razor on the body beneath the neck. Makam baguf afilu azaroso lefish adom letikun nashim. That's like a tikun nashim. It's a womanly thing. Aval mutzul avirav misraim. But you can use scissors, so to speak, a non-razor-like object on the other parts of the body. And therefore, somebody wants to remove chest hair, back hair, things like that, as long as it's not a razor being used, an electric razor that is misparayim ke'entar, that is lifted above the skin. It's not directly on the skin. That would be mutter, according to the Beis Yosef. So the back of the neck is a discussion as well. That gets into a perhaps discussion of where are we getting close to where the payas are and things like that. People get very touchy over there about it. But technically, it would be mutter to you. Yeah. No. So sorry. So technically, over here as well, it should not be a straight razor. It can be misparayim ke'entar. Yeah, a straight razor also. That's what he says. He says not to use anything that's. I don't know. Not in my barber. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Last sugi over here is the sefer Malbushe Kavod v'Siferes, which is the sefer that deals with the halachas of Beged Isha and things like that. So he makes a diuk in the Tzafnas Panach, the Raga Chava. We're not going to look at the Raga Chava inside. It's a big diuk. Most people don't necessarily disagree with it, but he seems to hold that. It's usher for a man to remove the hair between the eyebrows. It's usher to remove hair over here. But if a person is very embarrassed, he says, so then, about having hair over there, it's mutter to remove it. That's how he passes the halacha. This is based on a sheet of the Mordechai. The Mordechai writes in Masecha Shabbos, in Remez, Shin Chav Zayin, that if a person has a lot of hair on their hands, and they are embarrassed by the hair on their hands in front of other people, it's mutter to remove the hair because there's no greater tsar than that. To be embarrassed by your appearance, that's a tsar. A person is very embarrassed about like that, and you can remove the hair from your hands. And this is cited by the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe. So say the poskim, if you can remove hair from the hands because you're embarrassed, then a person who has hair in between the eyebrows should also be allowed to remove it if they're embarrassed as well. The Darkei Moshe writes in Yodin, Simen Kufnun Vav, that a person can look in the mirror and examine himself so he doesn't look not nice in front of other people. And his using the mirror has nothing to do with yofi, with looking pretty. It's just about looking not disheveled. It's clear that if a person is embarrassed about the hair on the rest of his body, it can be removed. And the Nishmas Adam, he recites in here in Yerodei Simen Kuf Pei Beis, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told him that a bachur has hair between the eyebrows and he's embarrassed, he's 100% allowed to move it, or allowed to remove it. No, you should use some sort of Rav Yashiv allows electrolysis, things like that. Those things can be used. I guess you could pluck. Just seems like a very long and painful process. But technically, yeah, it would be mutter. Okay.
Is yeah. This just regards to hair manicures.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So if it has become the norm, then yes. If it's become the norm, then yes. It's unclear how to judge that norm. It's not exactly a getter. You kind of have to like look around, and not too closely, but you know, look around, and see, like when it comes to nails, things like that. I guess a manicure would be okay, like polish. I don't know. It seems maybe it's like a bit of a step over the line. I'm not sure, but everybody's different. We live in confusing times, and we kind of have to gauge and see what the norm is in the community in which surrounds you, so to speak. Okay. We'll stop here.